conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: Auditor General's report flags governance and financial weaknesses in parastatals. ERB reports increased daily fuel use in 2025, and Zelensky moves towards demilitarized zones in latest peace plan for Ukraine.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The latest Auditor General's report on the accounts of parastatal bodies and other statutory institutions for the financial year ended 31st December 2024 has revealed that the Public Service Pension Fund faced 50.42 billion kwacha and 43.88 billion kwacha actual funding gaps in 2020 and 2023, with assets covering just 9% of future obligations. Acting Auditor General Dr. Ron Mwamba has cautioned that the delay by government in remitting 96.56 million kwacha in pension contributions for December 2024, combined with 14.9 million kwacha in outstanding rental income, poses a serious long-term fiscal risk to the sustainability of public sector pensions. Dr. Mwamba said the report further highlights Zambia Railways Limited, which recorded operating losses totaling 315.4 million kwacha over 2023 and 2024, alongside persistent negative working capital exceeding 1.17 billion kwacha. He said these losses were largely attributed to an aging fleet and high operating costs, while rolling stock valued at 447.5 million kwacha remained uninsured, exposing strategic national assets to significant financial risk. Dr. Mwamba said regarding the Rural Electrification Authority, the report highlights weaknesses in contract management that exposed the public funds of 22.5 million kwacha through unrecovered advance payments, missing guarantees, and uncharged liquidated damages. He has added that at Indemi Energy Company Limited, the failure to dispose of decommissioned refinery assets resulted in an impairment charge of 147 million kwacha alongside 4.84 million kwacha incurred on care and maintenance. This is according to a statement issued by Office of the Auditor General's Head of Public Relations, Ellen Chikale. The Energy Regulation Board has reported an increase in the average daily consumption of diesel and petrol in the country from January 2025 to date. Speaking during the end-of-year press briefing, ERB Director General Engineer Elijah Sichone said average daily diesel consumption rose to 4.9 million litres in 2025, up from 4.5 million litres recorded during the same period in 2024. Engineer Sichone said petrol consumption also increased, averaging 1.8 million litres per day compared to 1.6 million litres last year.
The average daily consumption of diesel increased to about 4.9 million liters per day, compared to an average of 4.5 million liters in 2024. So clearly you can see this increase up to about October 2025. That is averaging 4.9 million liters per day compared to last year's average of 4.5 million liters per day.
Meanwhile, Engineer Sichone said the implementation of open access on the Tazama pipeline marked a major milestone in Zambia's petroleum sector.
The framework guarantees multiple oil marketing companies the right to transport diesel from Dar es Salaam in Tanzania to Ndola in Zambia via the pipeline, the Tazama pipeline. This reform has strengthened fuel security and fostered healthy competition among the oil marketing companies while creating the potential for a lower price of diesel through competitive bidding for pipeline access.
Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha has clarified that the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 ceased to exist as a bill upon presidential assent and is now law with full legal effect. In a statement, Mr. Kabesha explained that once a bill is assented to by the president, it immediately becomes an act of parliament and should no longer be referred to as a bill. He has noted that the president assented to the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 on 18th December 2025. Mr. Kabesha has expressed concern that some individuals, including highly educated persons, continue to refer to the law as Bill 7 despite its enactment. He said the government has engaged the Electoral Commission of Zambia and the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to begin drafting consequential legislation, including amendments to the Electoral Process Act and related subsidiary laws to give effect to the amended constitution. Government says it has identified 29,689 women to benefit from the Supporting Women Livelihoods Initiative, under which each beneficiary will receive a grant of 5,200 kwacha to grow and strengthen their small businesses. Ministry of Community Development and Social Services Principal Public Relations Officer Glenda Nachinga said the intervention is being implemented under Phase 1 of the Girls and Women Empowerment and Livelihoods Program with financial and technical support from the World Bank. Ms. Nachinga has added that the program is part of government's broader agenda to reduce poverty, enhance household incomes, and promote inclusive economic growth, particularly among vulnerable women. She has explained that the beneficiaries aged between 19 and 64 years have been selected from social cash transfer households across the country, and the grants will be disbursed through mobile money platforms to promote transparency and ensure that the funds reach their intended recipients.
These women will benefit from productive grants of 5,200 kwacha, which will be disbursed in two installments. This is to enable them to grow their small businesses and also contribute to increased household income and also complement government's efforts of reducing poverty. This is in line with President Akinde Chilema's vision of ensuring that no one is left behind. I would like to urge the beneficiaries who are coming from social cash transfer beneficiary households to ensure that they use these monies for the intended purpose.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has called on insurance companies to diversify their products and services to effectively respond to challenges affecting key sectors such as agriculture and tourism. Speaking during the 12th anniversary celebration of A-Plus General Insurance last evening, Ministry of Finance Deputy Permanent Secretary for Economic Management and Finance, Victor Kachave, said that insurance plays a critical role in driving the country's economic growth. Mr. Kachave has emphasized the importance of insurance in protecting investments and supporting sustainable development. He has also urged members of the public to prioritize insurance rather than only considering it after risks or losses have occurred.
Insurance is an afterthought. With A-Plus Insurance, I think it's a wake-up call for us that whatever we do, we should put insurance first, and we are not going to find difficulty in the way we do business. Economic transformation, ladies and gentlemen, cannot be achieved by government alone. It requires a strong, innovative and inclusive insurance industry that can provide risk cover to corporate institutions, communities, individuals as they do the business.
Meanwhile, A-Plus General Insurance Chief Executive Officer Aaron Kamanga has expressed gratitude to the company's customers for their continued support over the past 12 years.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400.